Article 8, there are not various decrees of election, but one and the same decree respecting all those who shall be saved, both under the Old and the New Testament. Since the Scripture declares the good pleasure, purpose, and counsel of His divine will is to be one, according to which He has chosen us from eternity, both to grace and to glory, to salvation and to the way of salvation, which He has ordained that we should walk therein. For review, we have been considering the Canons of Dort, and we looked at Articles 1 through 4, which focused on the justice and the mercy of God, and there describing the proclamation of the gospel. And the outcome of that proclamation is the glory of God. Ultimately, the glory of God. The purpose of your salvation is not your salvation, but the glory of God. Okay? You just happen to benefit. And the benefit is beyond our comprehension. No, what does it say in Scripture? Eye has not seen or ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for us. But the purpose of all that is the glory of God, the revelation of the glory of God. And so the gospel is preached, God's justice is declared, God's mercy is declared, God is glorified. And then last week we looked at Articles 5 and 6. So then why is it that people don't believe? And the answer is because of sin, the sin of unbelief. There is a need for the grace of God. And that grace we talked about is personal and active. It's not once for all, but God is constantly involved in working in us through the Holy Spirit. And so we looked a little bit more on the work of God, the work both of God on the elect, and in those Article 6 it said, He's the one who softens the heart, He inclines us to believe the gospel. And then He also leaves or passes by others and leaving them to pursue their own hearts, to choose to sin against God. And He leaves them alone. And now we come to Article 7. Now here's an interesting statement. Every biblical Christian believes in election. There are those in the Christian community that are afraid of the concept of election or oppose it or say negative things about it. But if you believe the Bible, you believe in election. Why? Because it's in the Bible. God teaches concerning election. What is election? It is God exercising His free will. God's will is greater than man's will. God's will and the exercise of His will has been from eternity. So the question isn't whether you believe in election. The question is, how do you define election if you believe the Bible? And so what we have before us in Article 7 is an amazing summary. As I read it over, and we read it over again just now, I'm just going, wow, this is awesome. This is a great definition. Notice, I'm going to work right back through it, that notice that in the definition, the question of what, when, who, and how are all answered. So let's begin. Election is the unchangeable purpose of God. There is the what. What is it? Whereby, when, before the foundation of the world, He has, out of mere grace, although grace is not mere, but grace alone, according to His sovereign good pleasure of His own will. For many, this is an affront. It causes an affront. What do you mean? His will. What about my will? According to His sovereign good pleasure of His own will, who He chose from the whole human race. So there you have election. He chooses, He elects from the whole human race, those which had fallen through their own fall from the primitive state of rectitude into sin and destruction, a certain number of persons. Okay, Two answers to who? Who did he choose? To redemption in Christ, whom he, when from eternity, appointed the mediator and head of the elect and the foundation of salvation. This elect number, okay, who again, though by nature neither better or more deserving than others, so here we have total depravity, but with them involved in one common misery, God has decreed to give to Christ to be saved by him. So salvation is the gift of Christ, but it's also the gift to Christ. The result of what Jesus did on the cross was that the Father gave you to Jesus to be his bride, to be his church, to be his people. And he effectually to call, or there you have regeneration, being born again, he effectually calls and draws them to his communion by his word and spirit. He bestows upon them true faith. It's a gift of God. Justification. We're justified by faith and even sanctification, and furthermore, powerfully preserves them in the fellowship of his son. I love that statement. We talk about the perseverance of the saints. No, it's the perseverance of God for the saints in Jesus Christ. It's Jesus who perseveres in and through us. To glorify them for the demonstration of his mercy and for the praise of the riches of his glory, his glorious grace. Isn't that a wonderful definition? I challenge someone to come up with a better one. Now, if you know your scriptures, you're listening to a lot of that comes from what? Ephesians chapter 1. And so we responded with Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4, 5, and 6. We could have gone on to 7 and 8 and 9 and 10, 11 and 12 and 13 and 14. That whole section there is amazing, describing the grace of God, the glory of God, the sovereignty of God. And so we celebrate what God has revealed. And then article number 8, the emphasis is on the one church, the one people of God, contrary even some of our brothers and sisters in other churches where it separates the people of God. The argument is that God has one people who are saved through Jesus Christ, both Old and New Testament. Paul writes that Abraham is the father of the New Testament believer. So Abraham is justified by faith in the gospel, Paul says. He's our father. He's our brother. He is part of the church. So is David. I believe so is Adam. Others in the New Testament that are described. We are one. And so all those who are saved, both under the Old and New Testament. And then just to wrap it up, I love this statement at the very end. God's election is to grace and glory. That's a good way to take away what this says here. God chooses for his own glory, and that choosing is grace to us. It's a revelation of the grace of God, and it's a revelation of the glory of God. Praise God for that wonderful teaching from our brothers 400 years ago. Amen? Amen.